So I love that you said that because the example that I shared with trying to get a predictive model for attrition came as part of a much larger initiative around employee engagement, retention, making the company be a great place that people wanted to work. And, you know, we did fail a lot. And for my team, first of all, they're not used to failure.
No.
They're used to, you get everything to perfection. They're not used to exploring different ways of doing things. And I found that a big part of my job was I had to show them, no, actually there's tremendous value in failure. Look at everything we know now that we didn't know before. Now the scope of our problem just got smaller. Because we can check these things off the list. We know what doesn't work. That's just as valuable as knowing what does work. So don't view that as, oh my God, we failed. You're chipping away at it. You know, some of these problems are big and they're gonna take time, and you should expect that you will fail along the way. And that's good.
That's progress.
And it's progress, and I think this is the perfect place to segue into thinking about the skills and capabilities we need with our learning professionals and even with ourselves. You know, I love the idea of, you know, going into, you know, kind of silent mode, or you're sleuthing
stealth
off.
Stealth mode
off on the side. So how do you know who you've got that's equipped for that? Because there'll be a lot of people who hold up their hands to do it, right? And who are just eager and they want to go out there, and maybe that's a big piece of it. But what are some of the core competencies, and how do we think about developing them, helping our staff acquire them,